We're back in the room for improvement. Sitting across from me, a man grinning like an idiot, one of my best friends in the world, Steve. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
In the room for improvement.
You're going to have to sit closer to that microphone.
Oh, I'd rather.
Yeah, don't swallow it.
you may want to sanitize this.
We're going to have to. Yeah, we're going to have to. I got to get new mic cords and everything. Welcome to the Broken Zipper.
Thank you.
Damn it.
You did it.
I remembered it this week.
You know what people don't realize when they listen to this is that every single time you do that, you're actually unzipping that coat, snapping it, and saying the words, damn it.
Yeah.
That's dedication. So do you get that mended or what?
I have to play that guitar solo every time, too.
And you play it well.
And the drums at the exact same time.
I was so tempted to run over there and kick your bass drum for no reason.
Thank you for not.
You're welcome. You're a good friend. That's what I do.
Oh, man. I really hope that mic's picking you up.
Well, God damn it, you tested this shit.
I know.
You know, the funny thing is, 9 times out of 10, when you're worried, you need an audio tech for this. When are you going to hire that guy?
Oh, God, that was good.
I don't have any money.
Don't you have the International Bank of Mom? Oh, yeah.
That's nice. I'm going to have to just buy new mic cords and everything.
Well, here's the funny thing about it. 9 times out of 10, you're worried about how it sounds in the tech, but the funny part is, it comes across just fine on the cast.
Absolutely.
Every time. That's all right.
Sometimes, like, God, I hope they don't hear that. And nobody would have known it if I hadn't drawn attention to it.
Okay, so the best is, in the last episode, for those of you tuning in, go ahead and listen to it. It was pretty good. Carl.
Actually, episode 2, we're backlogging this one.
Oh, that's right, right. So episode 2, I'm 4, because, you know, I'm twice as good as 2.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was smooth.
That's going to strike up a debate in the Gennetto house.
Bring it. And I do love that you refer to your girlfriend as being in the Gennetto house.
Thank you.
So, reminder, just friendly, casual reminder. I am an ordained minister, just saying. and I performed multiple weddings. Don't ask me how many have resulted in divorce. I wish that was a joke.
Wasn't it like half of them?
I don't want to talk about it. So anyway, okay. Why do you bring this shit up, Carl?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I did. So now I've lost my train of thought.
Good.
So that's what this show is going to be about.
We're just going to lose.
So can I paint a picture for those listening on the radio?
Absolutely.
Okay, so first off, I think it's great that you got an FM channel, because getting this on AM, nobody would have heard that shit.
Yeah, this is, he's old. This is not the radio. This is a podcast.
But we're not in a pod. What the fuck are you talking
about? No, it's a podcast.
A podcast,
and okay. It goes out onto the
internet.
Well,
FM is amazing, so, you know, Carl's always looking for sponsors. Bob and Tom probably got started on a podcast, so, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Do you listen to Bob and Tom ever?
Oh, fucking regularly. Anytime I'm
do
in,
you?
Yeah, if I'm in the car in the mornings, I usually do. I love
Did
that
you
show.
Know I was on it when I was in high school?
Did you? Tell me that story.
That was his setup. I was actually not going to tell it, but if you...
Oh, I insist. Please.
I became friends with Bob Zaney. He's making sure you can hear him taking a sip of his energy drink, which I took a drink of, and it's really good.
Bang!
Yeah, let's just mention every product we possibly can.
Might as well. Somebody's got to endorse you. So back to you and Bob and Tom.
The first sponsor was the International House of Mom.
That's true. I love how it went from International House of or Bank of Mom to House of Mom.
Oh, is that what it was?
Which, no, it's way better as International House of Mom because this is, you know, where the studio is. So. Do you like that I've changed, I've accepted that this is no longer an office and it's now a studio?
Yeah.
That's a sign of respect. I want you to know that. Hats off.
It's kind of always just been an extra room.
It's now a studio.
I've called it an office in my head, but...
You get a lot of work done.
Yes,
let me write that down. About that. Okay, so talk about Bob and Tom real quick, so we can.
I was on the. I became friends with Bob Zaney. He used to do. Excuse me.
Because you're tight.
He used to do the Zaney Report every Tuesday, and I went and I met him, and he had me. He did this segment called "Fix the Joke" because, like, his big thing is jokes that don't work, and I picked one online, and we changed it, and then I read it from my first hour class. In front of like 15 kids and the teacher, and on the radio for like 15 million people, just sitting there at my desk on my. And this was back when I had a crappy track phone.
Nice.
It was just a flip phone. I'm just
nice.
Sitting.
People don't use those anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Do you use a flip phone?
I don't want to talk about it. Keep telling your story, okay?
That's the story. The joke.
That's a great coffee mug. So I bet you remember the joke.
The joke was Bob's original joke was actually a good joke. The joke was. 40% of U.S. teachers surveyed are underpaid. The other 60% didn't return the survey. No, I messed up his joke.
Nice fucking job. One job, comedian.
Let me try that again. 40% of U.S. teachers surveyed are underpaid. The other 60% couldn't be reached because their phone had been disconnected. Pretty good joke.
Not bad.
My version of it was 40% of U.S. teachers surveyed are underpaid. The other 60% didn't return the survey claiming their dog had eaten it.
That's not bad. That's for a kid. That's a perfect joke.
High school.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad at all.
It killed on the air.
So was this before or after you did your first show?
After. But I mean, I had.
So you had a little bit of that confidence and you had that feeling.
But I was friends with Bob, so I had the.
Right. You had a little bit.
And then I did the Bob and Tom live show by accident.
Yeah. 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 Tell me.
Or
tell them. I've heard the story.
Have you heard the story?
Yes.
We were in the. Me and my dad.
He called you something really nice.
Yeah. I knew Chick. Chick followed me on Twitter and he was friends with Bob and Bob talked to him about me. And my dad and I sat in the front row. I was probably 15 or 16. And I was the only child in the room. And one of them recognized, said, "Why are you here?" or something like that. And I was trying to get through. "I was on your show. I'm friends with Zany." And then Chick stops everything and goes, "Holy shit, it's Carl the Card." That was my stage name. I don't know if we ever talked about the stage name on here,
no,
but we totally should.
Well, go for it.
You want the story of the stage name? Why I had to... When I first started in stand-up, I didn't go by Carl Gennetto. I went by Carl the Card.
Uh-huh.
Because my mom, and this is 100% true, my mom didn't want my real name when I got a Twitter.
Uh-huh.
That's
that makes sense. I wouldn't let my daughter... My daughter wanted a YouTube page. She was just really wanted to be YouTube famous.
Does she still want that?
She's since abandoned it. Now she's just playing games. But... my big thing was I didn't want her to show her face on the channel, and I didn't want her to give any personal information, including her last name. You want to keep your kids safe. I get it.
Yeah.
And ever since Twitter has become so popular...
Tweeter?
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. Anyway, ever since Tweeter is what the kids are doing these days... Thanks for that. I get wanting to protect your kids.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining about it. I just think it's funny that my whole career could have been determined by
Carol the Card.
My Twitter, and I got rid of it because I started thinking. Well, I started to realize it sounded like I'm a magician, which
I am not.
Well, look at that segue. We could go into magic. Look at that. Dude, I didn't even do that on purpose.
I am so down like Charlie Brown.
You want to talk about magic?
Let's talk about magic.
Well, people listening don't know. Let's be real. The four people listening are people I know.
You know what? This is good. This is one of those things where when you hit it big, which I fully 110% believe that you will, people will go back and listen to this kind of thing to see how you started. I mean, I guarantee... You better take care of that child.
I've been trying to. I don't know why they keep leaving it here.
Well, I think that part of the reason it's so upset is because you're literally leaving it in a broken tanning room. That is not a cradle, bro.
Here's what I don't understand.
Who's your boo?
You know what's the cool?
Who's your boo-boo?
Don't talk to babies like that.
The coolest part is the baby.
Who's your boo?
The baby just waits for me to want it to cry.
Yeah, and then you poke it in the eye.
That's all I have to do.
Back that up. Poke it in the eye, comma, dick, exclamation mark. I think it's important. Nice save.
Yeah, you need to be careful.
So about magic.
Steve, you are a
I am a magician.
Magician.
I am.
As they say.
So can I plug myself here?
Absolutely.
Oh, that feels good.
Okay,
so
did you fart?
No, that was my sound bar, thank you.
Oh, okay.
That feels good.
He's doing it.
Yeah, I have it. It's on my phone.
Okay, plug yourself.
So,
put your pants on. Plug your...
Zip. Where's my zipper sound? Anyway.
Damn it.
See, this is why I don't let you zip my pants up.
I'm sorry.
So, so I do. I do magic, mostly like street magic and things. I've done shows for kids and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ADD Magician. You can look on the YouTube or tinyurl.com/ADD Magician. And I like to take, I've been doing tricks since I was about 6 years old. And
oh, really? That I didn't know. I didn't know you've been doing it that long.
Yeah, since I was six. My first trick, my uncle made a coin, showed me a coin, made it disappear, like pretended to swallow it, then pulled it out of my ear, and I was hooked. And I love the idea of taking things that are impossible and making them possible. And, you know, it plays with the imagination. And as I grew older, I got away from it for a while because, you know, life. But then as an adult now, I found myself redrawn to it. And what I like to do is I like to push myself to come up with something. You know what would be really cool is if I could do this. I could do that. How could I do that? I know how to do it. And then I make it happen. And my tricks are unique, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Because I like to have like five or six secrets to each trick. So even if somebody figures out one, they're not going to figure out the whole trick.
Right.
And I try to make it as mind-boggling as possible. So I've done things with fire. I've done things with all kinds of weird stuff.
You've showed me some of the stuff you've done, and I figure some of them out because I know a little bit of magic.
You
not
used
a lot.
To dabble.
I dabbled. I did some magic shows for some kids when I needed money for Christmas presents. I did
desperate for crack.
That's actually. I mean, yeah. If you want to go there,
if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. I'm not ashamed.
I said before I didn't want to talk about it, but whatever. But
you gotta talk about it.
My dad did some magic stuff when he would do small local shows for fundraisers because my dad's a comedian too. But so when did you get back into it after you stopped?
Oh God.
So it was a while ago. It wasn't recently.
Well, it was relatively recently. I think it was bad, like 2015 when I went back to college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So around the time we met.
Yeah. And so that's another story we could talk about. But anyway.
Yeah, we should.
What I realized is that I have a passion for it. I really enjoy it. And so what I do, I also realize that people at gas stations are underworked and underappreciated, especially like in retail and stuff, because you have these people who work on holidays. They're away from their families so that you can get gasoline or so that you can get a burger on Thanksgiving.
And we should mention that you do most of your magic tricks on YouTube.
Yes.
You can watch them at whatever the hell the channel name is. I'm not going to plug it.
Magician. I just did.
Oh, did you? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. So it's you can watch them. And the funny thing is, a lot of times I'll think of the trick and how to do it as I'm pulling up to the gas station.
Oh, really?
Don't practice it at all. And I just whip it out the camera. I'm like, here, you record this. I'm going to do something cool.
It's usually pretty cool when you do it in the gas station because the people there are always...
It's good stuff. And now, can I talk about one thing with that, though?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on.
Go ahead.
So the ADD side of it is because I am an adult with attention deficit disorder. And I was diagnosed when I was a kid.
Can I do an old joke?
Yeah.
Attention deficit disorder. No, I already screwed up. ADD, that stands for attention deficit. That is a lovely sweater.
That's not bad.
I've messed up two jokes today.
I know, it's because it's okay.
Is it because it's early and I'm tired? I didn't get to sleep until like 2
o'clock.
Could
be because I'm mesmerizing.
When you and I hang out, we go... All right, I'm sorry I interrupted your story.
That's okay.
Adult with ADD.
This is what we do. So when I was a kid, I was diagnosed. When I was in late elementary, in middle school, I decided I didn't need them. Weirdly enough, like pills and stuff, my grades dropped drastically. And I didn't. When I was an adult, I realized that I should probably get checked and tested and all that. So I went through. There was a much
for
deeper
ADD.
Screening process.
Or did you get tested for?
Shut up.
Okay.
yeah, for ADD. And it turns out I have it. And there's like 9 different kinds of ADD. So I realized that with the right medication, I am so much more productive and so much more me. So much more the best of my abilities. And neurotypical people, which is people that don't have a learning disability, a lot of people make excuses. They say that that it's caused by, immunization shots, things. It's absolutely ridiculous. So
it's something you're born with.
Yes. And so I have become kind of an ADD advocate. And I thought I was doing tricks for a private Facebook group full of magicians from Iowa. And one of them was like, that's not bad. Because I mentioned in one of my videos that I had ADD. And he goes, that should be your shtick. You should call yourself the ADD magician. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So I do. And a lot of times I'll be doing a trick, get sidetracked, and then finish off the trick. So
that's what it's like to hang out with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw something on Facebook, I think it was, and I shared it with you.
Probably.
And it was like, if you're going to hang out with me, be prepared to hear 37 stories, 6 side stories, and 2 jokes. And then I'm like, this is too true.
That's what it's like.
Too real. I'm sorry.
That's part of why I was iffy about getting you on here. But then I was also like, you know what?
Okay.
Let's roll with it.
Your whole thing is like not having any super structure to this.
Right.
So.
Literally, and I've said this before.
Did you fart?
No, I set the thing down.
Damn
and I went,
I was hoping you were comfortable enough to fart in front of me.
Oh, I can fart in front of you. Did you hear me and Allie talking about that on
that
episode?
That's why I brought it up. That's called a
throwback. Let me ask you this. How many people do you think you're comfortable enough to fart in front of?
I give no fucks.
You fart in front of everybody?
I would fart in front of the governor, the president. I don't give a shit.
You know what we should do? We should do this before we go into farts. We should play the segment, because I have some fart questions for you.
Uh-oh.
This is the segment. About to get gross. Yeah. About to get gross. Nasty. About to get gross. You know they wanted to hear that. So, you fart in just front of anybody? He's,
What?
So, you'll just let him go?
Yeah, I don't care. I give no...
Everywhere?
Pretty much. Church?
No. That was where I was going to go.
You know, here's the thing.
I do have a fart in the pocket.
I have mastered my sphincter to the point you played the warning. I've mastered it to the point that I can 99% of the time have it be completely silent. And, oh my God, no. note to self, don't ever use that mic. You're going to shit yourself. Stop it. You're going to hurt yourself.
I couldn't do it. I tried to push out a fart. Well, here's microphone. What happened. I laughed and it went away. Okay, go ahead.
It comes out as a burp. Why does it taste like shit? How does it even work?
So you just go in front of anybody.
You know what? I'm very good. If I think it's going to be quiet, I do, because then I like to blame. Oh, yeah. I'll go, oh, my God.
What was that?
Especially if my kids are on. But, okay, here's kids the problem love with that. If I'm at the grocery store and I've got my 3-year-old with me, and I let one go, I got to get out of that area quickly.
Because he's going to bring it up.
My son will be like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
What is that? And I'm like, I don't know, Nick. You farted. And he's not quiet. Like, I'm being loud right now. Those listening on headphones are probably going to, like, rip the... But he does. And he calls me out on it.
Or I'll be shopping.
I'll be shopping with my wife. I'll fart, and I'll get all the way down the aisle. My wife will walk through the cloud and go, you son of a bitch. Like, she just knows. She gets so pissed off at me.
I got a funny fart story about my grandma.
All right.
My grandpa and her were shopping, and he farted and left the aisle.
Cool story.
So
bro.
She's standing there. No, it gets funny. Okay. So he farts, leaves the aisle, and she's still shopping in that aisle. And this lady doesn't see her, walks down the aisle going, oh,
gagging.
God. And then she walks by my grandma, notices my grandma, and goes, oh, must be the cereal.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That's a good story.
That's not bad. All right, so...
I was going to ask you another fart.
Pretty good banter, but go ahead.
Oh, we could do the story about...
I was trying to segue into whenever you leave my house.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, because when I used to come over... I haven't been over your house in a while. Mm-mm.
My daughter asked when you're going to hang out with us again.
He's eating.
That's good stuff.
Everybody loves to listen.
Breakfast at Chop House.
Everybody loves listening to a chubby man chewing. He walked into the house this morning, pulled a granola bar out of his pocket, and goes, breakfast? So,
for you, bro.
I was coming over to your house a lot when we were in college, because we had time.
And we were writing a movie.
We were working on a movie, which we'll talk about at some point, I'm sure. We were hanging out, and we would be hanging out until like 1 in the morning sometimes, maybe later. But we always knew it was time for me to leave, because Steve would... fart.
That's a good one.
Every time
he'd be like, that's a good one.
But then what was funny is we would look at the clock and go, it's time to go.
Uh-huh.
That's how it worked. Almost,
hey, buddy.
Almost like I didn't believe you. Like I thought they were fake.
No.
How was that granola bar?
Fucking delicious.
Was it delicious? You think you can make it? Throw the
this
wrapper?
This granola bar brought to me by Sunbelt Bakery.
Yeah, let's just mention everything.
I plan to. Carl.
That was my grandma.
I just picked up a mug. It has a car on it. It says Carl.
So is there any other fart things you want to talk about? Because if not, we're done with...
I think we're good. Moving on.
About to get gross. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you and I, you're better at it than me, but you and I like to get on health kicks.
Yes, we do.
I'm not very good at it. I last about 2 days.
I was
and
hoping
then...
you'd talk about this. I'm glad you brought it up.
I last about 2 days and then I get over it.
Yeah.
I actually have a bit about I missed entirely. I threw away a wrapper confidently.
You threw my wrapper away? Very confidently. Tosses it, spins around. The thing is like 5 feet from the garbage can.
It's hilarious. So I get on health kicks where I'll like, yeah, I'm only going to eat 2 meals a day, drink a whole bunch of water. But on the third day, I'm like, wait, did you say tacos? And that's like how quick it is. Are you that way too?
Eh. I can tell. I tell you what. I will tell you the secret to eating whatever the fuck you want and still losing weight. I
don't care.
It out.
And losing weight?
And losing weight.
I'm ready.
Have figured it
Here,
out.
Here, let's do... Steve has figured out the key.
To losing weight. Is that going to go on forever? Okay. I'm like, if that goes the entire story, I'll do it. I don't care. So, okay. As you mentioned, I've been on health kicks. Mm-hmm. May 2000... What? So when did we graduate? 2017?
No, 16. 17?
17. Because okay. We both started around the same time, 2015.
Yeah.
So, May 2017... after we graduated college, I weighed myself, or I went to the doctor and realized I was 315 pounds, which was appalling to me.
Jesus Christ!
Okay. Uh-oh. So.
Bottom. Boom. Bottom. Boom. Okay.
Anyway. So I was 315
pounds. That was my fat music. Anyway, I keep interrupting.
Thanks. It's what we do.
Yep.
interrupt this much as. So I was 315 pounds. I was disgusted by it. So I went online and I started looking into different ways to lose weight extremely. Now, my problem is I'm addicted to sugar. And without boring people with the science behind it, if you have too much sugar in your system, it's you burn some of the energy, and then it's because of your insulin levels, it stores it as fat. And so eating a lot of sugar is a surefire way to get and store and keep fat. And I am addicted to sugar. In fact, these I've been doing so well, and then I just got one of these little Sunbelt Bakery things, and sure enough, let's take a quick look. 8 grams of sugar. So that's not bad. 8 grams.
That's not that bad.
I try to stay with anything I eat under 10 grams is a key. So that has no sugar.
Look on the side. A lot of sodium.
Look on this side, though. So anyway.
So you just... I want to point out... So Steve has this energy drink, and it says on the front, it says zero sugar, zero carbs, zero calories. And then I went to the back to the nutritional facts.
No, but look at the good stuff.
And he says, no, look at the zeros. Look at the... What? No, we pay attention to the zeros.
Don't look at what's bad for me.
There's a lot of sodium in this.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm low on sodium everywhere else, so it works. Anyway, and I follow that shit. But the key to... Everybody's like, how the fuck do I eat what I want and lose weight?
Nobody's listening anymore.
That's not true. Because we're funny, so people are still listening.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Really? We did that segment. Yeah, a little late on that one.
Okay.
Fire your sound technician. So, the key... I got into water fasting, which was like hardcore...
It's really bad for you guys. Just remember, he's 300 pounds, so it takes a lot to hurt him. Don't.
I'm bulletproof.
Don't water fast.
Bullets are made of
Twinkies. I do not condone water fasting. In fact, I yelled at him every day for doing it.
Yeah. Then again, you are literally half my weight. So
that's true.
If you're well overweight and you do the research and you talk to your doctor, this is a key thing.
Talk to your doctor.
Water fasting is okay, but it has to be
ask if Chantix is right for you. Sorry.
Really? Another thing?
I don't know.
Zyrtec.
I take Zyrtec.
I love
Zyrtec.
I love it. What was the...
it works. Zyrtec is a great allergy medication.
He gave him Motrin. Could have been ibuprofen. Maybe both. It's from the movie. Anyway.
Yeah.
Grandma, yeah. Whatever her name was. Anyway, so...
Claritin D.
Claritin D.
That's what it was. A lot of inside stuff today, folks. Anyway. We apologize.
So water fasting is where you literally eat nothing and you
really
drink
bad for
water.
You.
Stop it. You only drink water, and the key is this: whenever you're hungry, you drink water. Whenever you are thirsty, you drink water. And what it does is it cleanses your system very quickly, and you do lose a lot of weight because you're not taking in any calories. And people think, oh, you could starve to death. Well, Gandhi, look how long he fasted for, and he was way, way less shaped than I was.
It would be pretty hard to starve you to death.
Thank you, Aspen.
But it's really, you did talk to a doctor though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was like, you know, fasting once a month for, you know, a couple of days isn't bad. The longest fast I ever did was 4.5 days. And my wife, who's an LPN, totally supports it because she knows I've done the research, but she gets nervous about that time. And a lot of it is because we enjoy eating together. You've mentioned that before. Girlfriends and wives, in your case, girlfriend, in my case, wife, we love eating as couples.
It's an easy thing to kill a day.
And it's fun, right?
And if you try something new, it's an experience.
I'm going to write this shit down.
He's going to write something. When you're eating with your significant other, even if it's not something good, you want to experience how bad it is together.
Mm-hmm. So that you have something to bitch about.
You can talk about it. You go, this wasn't even good. Yeah, let's go to Taco John's or whatever.
Long story short, this
story has been 5 minutes
long. I'm trying. Shut up. Maybe if you would let me finish it, son of a bitch. Look, that's you and me. That's cute. It's not. It's Laurel and Hardy. But okay. You're welcome. So, I did the water fast for a while, and there was some wonky stuff with my blood sugar levels, and I realized that you can do intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. And this is how you lose weight, folks, okay? So you commit yourself...
Talk to your doctor first.
About Chantix. The way that you can lose weight and lose it fast and lose it well and eat whatever the hell you want is by intermittently fasting. And how that works is you dedicate yourself to only eating supper. One meal. You give yourself a 4-hour window. You're literally fasting for 20 hours, but keep in mind, a good chunk of that, you're asleep, so it doesn't feel like you're fasting. When you wake up, you drink water. During the day, you drink water. You can have coffee. Don't put sugar in it. Put something without calories in it. I would say sweet and low, probably. But it's about limiting the amount of sugar that's in your body, and what that does is it forces your body to get energy from other places, and it forces your body to...
You just talked through a burp.
When you're my size, you get away with
it. That is a dedicated man to his own
words.
I'm
down to 279.
Oh, good job.
So it has been over a year, and I've been able to keep over 30 pounds off. I feel good about that. You know the funny part is? You guys don't realize this. All of these sounds that Carl has, he personally recorded and saved them. So that's him screaming in about 10 different ways as girls.
That's not true.
That's all. That's a lie?
That's a lie. I didn't make these sounds.
Fuck this. I'm out of here. No. So that's it. That's the secret.
I would love to have an episode of this, have somebody get so mad they leave. But then they can't. Then they'll get lost because they... It's so far away from the front door.
It really is. And this is, I mean, getting down into this studio, we're in a fucking bunker, people. We are literally seven stories. I had to take an elevator and three armed guards to get here. So that's it. Intermittent fasting. That's the secret.
That's how
so
you did it?
Yep. And
check with your doctors. Be careful. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
And this is exactly what I told you when you started doing it. I said, don't hurt yourself.
And I didn't.
No.
Yep. So anyway.
How much did you've lost?
Over 30 pounds.
Okay.
If I'm at 83, then I'm at exactly, I'm sorry, 85, I'm at exactly 30 pounds.
Yeah.
So I may, oh, and here's the other side of it. Tracking myself. Because I have ADD, I have to keep lists of things. Mm-hmm. So I've made an Excel spreadsheet that I can weigh myself daily, and it actually graphs out my loss.
You told me this on one of our bike rides.
Right. As long as the trend pattern is down, I know I'm fine. So if I have a shitty day, and I'm back up to, like, you know, 289, within two or three days, I'm back down to 280 and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
I'm at my fattest I've ever been right now.
You don't look it. That looks fat.
Really? You think I look fat there?
Yeah.
I was starting to get fat in that picture.
I think it's just the angle of your
also,
head.
Also, I'm holding, round. I'm making a weird face and I had a lot more hair there. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay. So I just, real quick before we move on, I'll make this super quick, I promise, because I know we're on a timeline. I want to paint a picture of what this studio looks like. Okay. For those.
That's fine, yeah.
Listen, for those listening on the FM waves, they need to know.
There's a picture of it on the Broken Zipper Pod Twitter page.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So this is his studio. Kind of reminds me of an old man's basement office in a way. There is a dead tanning bed in the corner, real thing. a certificate that belongs to his father from the Worldwide College of Auctioneering. A few little Superman shrines here and there, some golf balls, a giant desk. A huge oversized executive chair, an actual drawing board, so he can say, I'm getting back to the drawing board.
You know the story about the drawing board?
Let me finish this, and then I want to hear it. And then he's got a wall of clearly inspiration where you can find a beautiful cityscape painting, a mini forest painting, a mini Grant Wood, a couple of sketches that look like they were likely traced, but they're still
no,
nice.
No, they're not, actually. That was done by my grandpa.
No, I'm talking about that one.
That one?
Yeah.
That was done by my friend Tiffany. Okay. Freehand. She's really good at that shit.
Fair enough. So they're not traced.
No, they're not.
She
will,
apologize.
She will be upset.
I don't know who she is, so I don't care.
That's true.
So, and then I see some wonderful, clearly Carl-colored pictures.
No.
One, no?
Tiffany, too.
Jesus. Okay. So
you are just ragging on Tiff.
I'm actually trying to rag on you, but it's not working.
It's not working.
The room for improvement sign, which is clearly in his shit-tastic handwriting.
That I did.
An amazing... SpongeBob. That was a great soundboard piece. I don't know how to... Anyway.
That was you.
Picture. Yeah, it was. And some bumper stickers. So this is what... And
read the bumper sticker.
Rainbow. It says, if farting is art, it's Picasso. Pretty sure I read that behind the mic.
You did.
Oh, well.
Allison,
it's really not funny enough for me to repeat, so I'm not going to.
Allison made a...
I just scratched my face. Yeah,
I saw it.
So, yeah.
You just wasted 8 minutes on that.
On this room? No.
Yeah, it felt like it.
I know. But that's it. And a bunch of newspaper articles that I can't have my glasses on.
There are all stuff from my early days in stand-up comedy.
Really?
Back when I still kept articles and stuff, and I was like, that's big. That's going up on the wall.
Neat.
I still have them.
Cool. So, yeah, that's it.
Did you want the story on the drawing
board? Yeah, so tell me about the drawing board real quick, and then we'll move on to the things we actually plan to talk about.
Yeah, we should get to the show. We haven't started the show.
It's the intro. Hope you've enjoyed
it. We haven't started the show. Good. But the drawing table, my grandpa was an artist, and he was a fireman. Stop. He was a fireman for a long time, and then he retired, because they retire about 55. They actually kind of make you retire. And he retired. And then he got another job working for maintenance at the hospital that I was born at. And they knew that he was an artist. And one day he made some decorations for like some hall exhibit that they did. And they said, do you want to be the art department?
Be the art department. That's amazing.
They gave him an upstairs studio.
Nice.
Where nobody else knew where it was. They gave him this drawing table, the head of the hospital's. made budget for him. They bought him art supplies. He would do some maintenance work, but then they would say, "Carl, we need you to go paint." My grandpa's name is Carl. "We need you to paint something for this kid's room or whatever." And he would make. And then when he retired from there, they said, "Just take the art drawing tip. That's yours, and that's nobody else's."
Hate to say this, but we're gonna have to do this show again another time too.
Absolutely, I want to have you back.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's the story.
That's a good story.
I think it was cool.
Keep it very short, but correct me if I'm wrong. Your grandfather is now a ghost.
Absolutely. He died. Thanks for bringing that up.
That's totally not where I'm going, but hey, moveon.org, okay? it's been a minute. I'm the only person that I know that can make you laugh like that, and you're the only person that can make me swallow a fly.
That was oh, well, that's he's trying to get on to the next story, because he's like, I need it to be about me.
No.
So we were talking about, you want to talk about that? Because that is a great story.
The ghost story? Or the fly story?
I don't know the ghost story.
Your grandfather being a ghost.
Is there a story there?
You said there was. You were cleaning out his house or something like that.
Oh, yeah. When he died.
I could do a whole show on ghost stories.
You want to freak your listeners out. You know what? We'll do that. We'll talk about
it down somewhere, because we're going to do that. I do want to.
Did you write it down?
Ghost stories? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll write it down after this, because okay. So, like, you and I, we started exercising together. We've since stopped.
I love that you call it exercising. Well, I think we've stopped for like a week because we both
got super busy. And
I'm running an event.
I'm doing stand-up and all that stuff.
So.
But
we are still exercising.
We went on a lot of bike rides together, and your kids come with us a lot. The story that I wrote down that I want to talk about, because I have told this story to several different people.
And I've never heard how he tells it, so I'm looking forward to it.
I have told this story to several different people, and they all cry laughing every time I tell it.
It's a stormy night.
So we went for a bike ride, and he had his little son with us, which your kids are very cute, by the way.
Thank you. My wife
and they're
him.
And they're really well behaved. You want me to eat that granola bar?
I was there. You can't.
Your kids are very well behaved. You have great kids. I just want to say that.
Clearly, he doesn't know them.
I don't know them. Steve, right? That's your name?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I prefer Stev. No.
Go ahead.
So,
it's Steven with a PH. Steven, for those of you laymen.
Steven.
Steven.
So, we're out on our bikes, and we'd been out for about an hour, probably.
Yeah.
And we come to this, and we get going, and then Steve stops for no reason. He stops and starts going.
I was like, I'm going to do the sound. It was. And then you hear.
Let me tell it. Oh, okay. God. Oh, shit. He starts going. I can't even tell it. He does that. He goes,
"Are you okay?"
He goes, "I can't even tell."
All right.
He goes, and then his little kid behind him goes, "Ew."
Now, for context, my son is 3.
Oh, shit.
And I have one of those little cart things that you pull behind the bike.
He can kind of talk, but I'm sure you understand every word that comes out of him.
Yeah, he's very articulate.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't understand him.
Yeah.
But
I speak kid.
He clearly turned into a valley girl. After you farted, he went, ew. So here's what happened.
Carl's like, "Are you okay? What the fuck is happening?"
And you go, "A bug flew in my..." No. Yeah, a bug
violated.
Flew in my nose and out my mouth, which I didn't even know was possible.
It's true. I'm sitting there biking, and all of a sudden, I go. I felt something tickle my nose, and a bug literally flew in my nostril, in the back of my throat. Was what the choking was, and then out my mouth, still alive.
And then and then you fart.
And
apparently,
then as I'm suffering, I fart, and my son catches the fart. So a bug tried to murder me. Now let's just take a moment to appreciate the sniper-like accuracy that bug had.
That
flying in my tiny nostril
survived.
This bug's like, "Fuck you! I'm not going down this way.
Let me tell you,
I will not become a booger."
That bug has a story.
Damn right he does. There was a giant.
Everybody, he goes back to hang out with the other bugs, and they're all like, "Yeah, I ran into a window today." I don't want to hear it. All right, I flew inside somebody.
I survived. It's like, I survived a spider web. And my bug's like, that's cute. I got a story, bitch. Sit back. Drink your blood.
2018.
Yeah. Or no, he's like, you know, actually, the thing that would have made it worse is if I snorted it and then farted it out.
That would have been amazing. That
would have been life-changing. Like, that is a Terminator bug. That is not a bug. That is a supercomputer from the future.
That is a weapon.
That is a weaponized system.
That story, I can't get through that story without laughing.
It's a good story. You had tears in my eyes.
Biking.
Yeah, we're going at a good pace, and then all of a sudden, I just lose my shit. Yeah.
What the hell? I laughed.
Yeah.
You're like, what was that? I thought you were just being dumb.
I couldn't even tell you because I started rolling so bad I almost fell off my bike.
Part
of it was after hearing our son.
Our son.
My son. Go, ew. So now, ew. No, so here's the funny thing is.
Oh, my God.
I told my wife last night about
I can't get that story out.
Good.
I couldn't even tell it, Steve.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if they know what happened.
But
yet.
It's, you know, is it because I'm here? Because you've told it multiple times.
I've told it, and I laugh through it every time I tell it.
Yeah, well, it's worth it.
It's hilarious.
That's a story that you could tell on stage.
The noises you made were specifically.
No, there was some throatal
there was
shit
a
in
choke,
there too.
But I mean, you
it was
were
like,
trying.
It was like.
It sounded fake. Which is why I started laughing.
I'm traumatized.
That
I still
was so
dream
funny.
About that kamikaze
that,
bug.
That was one of the hardest times I ever laughed with you.
Yeah. But, there's been times of just sheer exhaustion.
Well, you and I busted out laughing.
Giddy as fuck, laughing our balls off about nothing.
The hardest. I got to plug in the laptop. But the hardest. I was going to ask you this. The hardest, I know some of the times the hardest I've ever laughed. I can remember them. Why are you itching your ear?
I'm not. I'm listening.
Oh. He's got his ear up.
That's how this technology works, so I've got the mic to my ear and into my eye. I still can't see the audience.
They can't. It's not. Never mind. This isn't working.
Your laptop's going to die.
Do you remember any of the times the hardest you've ever laughed? Because I have two off the top of my head.
Oh, when we came up with a joke that wasn't nearly as funny later, which was the Case of the Gags joke.
No, it's not even funny.
Not anymore, but it was hilarious when we wrote it. When we were telling, when it just
we started writing this because we were talking, and then me and he's one of those
people. Like, you ever get the Case of the Gags?
He's one of those people that thinks he's helping. He's helping comedians, when in fact, in no way is he.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you. Does it actually look good or bad?
No, it looks good. I like it.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And
makes you look younger.
Does it really?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, anyway. It's because it's straight across. Sure. I didn't have, you came early, so that sounded gross.
Whoa.
So one of the hardest times I ever laughed. I don't know why this isn't charging.
Is there something wrong?
I don't think so.
Ruh-roh. How much battery do you have?
Will about it survive? Half. About half.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm gonna try to plug it in somewhere else though. So I'm gonna get you going on a topic. We can't get our goddamn shit together here.
Sure we can. Go.
No, I'm talking about
the funniest
I'm talking
story
about
ever.
My studio.
Tech stuff.
Stuff's always I'm like, "Oh good, we got the mic fixed."
Your grandpa he's fucking with
we
us.
We got the mic fixed. Now, the fucking most important part, if you touch it and it works, I'm going to be very disappointed. Yeah, I had trouble with it yesterday too. It wasn't one in charge.
It's because your battery's going to shit.
You think so?
Yep, or this cord is going bad.
Probably.
Probably the cord actually, the more I think about it.
How do I fix that?
You get a new one.
I don't want a new one.
You don't have a choice.
Shit.
Yep. Or you get a new computer, which is going to cost
that's
a little bit more.
That's not going to happen. Oh, our landline's ringing.
What's a landline?
I don't know.
Well, actually, I know. You don't.
You're old.
I remember Rody. Okay, quick story. Real quick.
All promise. Right.
So I bought this house. It was built in 1920. This house is old, and it's very cool. A lot of hardwood in it. And one of my favorite features about it was that when you went upstairs in the hall, they had hardwired to the wall a rotary phone. And when it rang, it was the loud. I mean, the thing sounded like a fire bell. It was like, and it echoed down the hall. You know, I have a long hall upstairs, and it goes down in the corridor. So I mean, it was like super loud, and you could hear it anywhere in the house. And I was excited about it not because of how loud and annoying it was, but because it was what it was. It was a hardwired old school phone. So. Back when DSL technology was the hottest thing. It must have been that outlet, by the way.
No, it's this thing. This adapter.
Okay.
That adapter from 1972.
It. So back when... back
I'm
when,
not even kidding.
Back when
I'm
DSL
eat this.
Was the hottest
hey,
thing.
Hey, you want to know something cool? How long is this story?
It's about over. You just keep it.
Can you stretch it and I can go get some more coffee?
I can.
Do you want to?
I can.
I'm going to go get more coffee Steve's going to keep talking because this is going to be our longest episode on record.
Great.
Are you excited about that?
10:20, so.
It's only 9:40.
We got... Okay.
You keep talking. I'm going to go get myself some more coffee. Do you need something while I'm up?
If I would... Yeah.
I have a V8 energy drink. They take pomegranate blueberry.
I'm down.
You want one?
You had me at pomegranate.
Okay, I'm going to go get some more coffee. He is going to finish the story, but he's going to pretend like I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to go get some coffee.
I don't have to pretend. To me, you are. I mean, it's...
I mean, me
our conversations are very one-sided.
Me not being in the room is kind of like hanging out with me, because I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You know what I should do?
I'm listening.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to make a
soundbar of you going, yeah, absolutely. So that your guests can just hit it.
So I can leave, and then just they can keep talking.
Oh, so you're hardcore for, you know, oh, sure, absolutely. Wait, what? Okay, go
ahead. All right, so I'm going to get coffee and a drink for you. He's going to keep talking. So while I'm away, I have no control over what he says. If he says something wrong, I do not stand by it. Steve?
The views of our guests do not reflect the host of the show. So... to finish the super boring story, I had this rotary phone. I thought it was awesome. And then when I got DSL, which is digital subscriber line, for those of you that don't know, it was like the hottest thing. It's 1.5 meg super fast, which is laughable by today's standards. But with DSL, it went through your landline. So you had to have these line splitters on every phone, Jack. Those of you who are old enough to remember this know what I'm talking about. And if you didn't have it filtered, then your internet signal would be shit. So I told them, I said, I've got this hardwired phone. What am I supposed to do? They said, you have to cut the cord. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, this is kind of an antique thing. This is a big deal. They said, sorry, but if you want DSL and you want to have uninterrupted signal, you're going to have to cut the cord. So, long story short, I had to cut the cord, and I was just utterly heartbroken by it. Because it felt like, I just felt like I got screwed, you know? Carl just came back. Do you understand what I'm saying? I felt like I got
absolutely
screwed.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's... anyway. And then I got this piano that was from 1906. It's older than the Titanic.
That piano's cool.
It sounds amazing. In fact, I'm not going to plug it at all, but you'll know what I'm talking about. I know you stopped watching the Soapbox videos. Because
that's not true. That's not true.
Really?
Well, did you talk about what it is, or do you care?
No. I
tell them what the Soapbox is.
So the Soapbox is one of my YouTube channels that I came up with.
Many.
I have two now that I actually maintain. There's ADD Magician.
He wanted something where he could just talk.
Where I can
not worry. And actually, it started
where I can vlog.
When I told him about the podcast.
Yep.
How I'm just going to vent and rant on it. And you're like, I want to do something like that.
Yeah, my thing was I just wanted a place where I could vlog. I wanted to have a place where if something was on my mind, I could talk about it. Because I feel like if you don't vent it and you keep it in.
These are very good, by the way.
You're right. I know. They're like $5-6 at Ivy.
Noted.
Anyway, so I made the Soapbox. And the idea was it celebrates freedom of speech. And it's not all politics. Some of it is. Some of it's video games. Just whatever I feel like talking about. Well, so in my most recent one, I found a song that I had written on the piano that I played that was Forever Yours. It was for my wife.
Yep.
And it is playing in the background of this video. Mm-hmm. And it fits so perfectly with it. I'm just like, this is kind of great. But that's what that's all about. So. Yeah.
I do want to say this. You're one of the most dedicated people I know. When you find something that you're into, and I think it's related to your ADD.
I know it is.
You get wholeheartedly into it, and it's all you can think about, and it's all you can see. It's
usually for years, and then it just drops off the planet.
And you're just like, and I'm like, are you still doing that? Nah.
Nat gave it up last year. Lent.
That's funny.
Good cause, giving up to Lent.
But yeah, you stand by stuff, and you, you're not willing to compromise for anything.
Says the guy who has had a dream of being a stand-up magician since he was like, stand-up magician.
I've never wanted to be a stand-up magician.
You totally should be a sit-down magician. They're really better. No, a stand-up comedian. I mean, I want to, thanks for the compliment, I want to throw one right back in your face.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Please don't. You need to do that.
Alice Cooper was on the, he played King Herod on the Jesus Christ Superstar on Easter.
You lost me, Alice. No, I'm kidding.
On Jesus Christ Superstar that aired on Easter. And at the end of his performance, he's telling people, no, they're giving, he's standing ovation. He's got a hand out, but he's also got this other hand doing this. He's waving him on.
A little bit more.
Okay, so, go ahead.
I think that my wife and I both, we've talked about this, think that it's really awesome that especially, and I don't mean this to be condescending, at your age, that you are still super passionate about something you've been passionate about since you were a kid, which is stand-up comedy. You spend, you know, my wife said that, I said, she goes, what are you guys going to talk about? And I said, she goes, you should talk about his day. So you wake up, you do a podcast, then what happens? You spend the next 3 hours editing it. And since it's not going to air till next Monday, does that mean you got like 5 days off?
I don't even do that. I don't even edit these.
You just throw it up.
I just throw it up. Exactly.
So, no, see, so what do you got to do today? Well, I might sit here in my underwear and scratch my jock for a minute, but I bust his balls about it, but I've seen how much work he puts into these bits and that for stand-up, and the guy's got an hour's worth of
material. I got it clarified. I see how much work you put into these
into stand-up, his bits.
This thing. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
But no, he puts a lot of work into it, and it's... I mean, he will fine tune these jokes. It is a career for him, and it is a lot of work. And one of the things that I used to love to do things to get under people's skin just to see how they
used
react. I've toned it back since you and I have started hanging out, especially since our first official spat.
We had a little spat.
We did, and
it
basically
was adorable.
It was. Basically, he said that he posted something from a comedian saying marketers should die. Well, I'm a marketer.
And this comedian is a well-respected king of Bill Hicks, and he tweeted at the Bill Hicks family.
I didn't know.
The Bill Hicks family. Bill Hicks died of pancreatic cancer in the 90s.
No idea.
And he tweeted something at the family of Bill Hicks that was just inflammatory bullshit.
I don't even remember what it
was. I don't remember what it was either. Just trying to make me mad.
Yeah.
And
you called me out. He basically said, and this stuck with me. He said, you know, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. You have no problem making people feel uncomfortable.
You can do it. You can take it face to face.
Yeah.
But when it's like a...
It's a fucking seed.
And you also can't... You also can't handle... You're better now, but you couldn't handle...
basically criticism.
Well, yeah. But like... You would always assume the way something was written is a negative way. Like,
yeah.
And I get that way too.
Well, that's why it sucks to have people are so plugged into cell phones now and tweets and stuff that you can't read the inflection of the voice. I know he's been tweeting his girlfriend this entire time. You know,
no, that's not true. She sent me a Snapchat to say good morning, and I said good morning. And
good
I
morning,
sent her a
good morning, good morning to you. A picture of my dick, like I always do.
What? Absolutely.
Every morning.
Isn't that what
good morning, sunshine. Here's
isn't
your.
Isn't that what?
Here's your flaccid. Okay, we won't go there.
It's about to get gross.
I'm gonna hit that. I know.
It's about to get gross. All
right. So, a long penis short. Whoa.
Whoa.
So, no, it's. I've always respected. I'm gonna get back to that. I've always respected the fact that you are 100% dedicated to this, and you put so much fucking work into getting it right, and you are finally comfortable enough that you will run jokes by me on occasion. My problem is, and I chalk this up to ADD too. I tend to hear something go, that's funny. Let me tell you what would make it hilarious. And that's when I first did that to him, the very first day he sat next to me in a class, he's like, oh, you're one of those, huh? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you're the guy that's always trying to make it a little better. And I'm like, I do that with everything. And I don't know if it's one up to
that's how you are.
And I hate it.
Let me ask you this. Did you grow up in a family where it was a competition to make jokes and like,
not really.
No.
I was just the oldest.
Oh, so that's what, so the oldest kid, like,
go ahead.
That's cute.
Go ahead. Roll with this stereotype. In fact, let me just fucking conquer this right now. Okay, I'm going to put this to bed. You know, we've talked about the only child and the
that's
oldest
me.
Child. Okay, so I'm going to put this stereotype to bed right now.
About the oldest?
No. The number one biggest, best stereotype is Sony.
What?
Stereotypes. Sony. RCA.
Oh, that's a really dumb joke. I'll give you the punchline on it.
I've been holding that one in for a while.
Wow.
So, real quick, what is your degree in?
Radio, mass media, digital. What the fuck is it technically? It's
the guy has an AA, graduated technically with honors without honors.
Yeah, I did. They wanted to be an honors program, and I said nah.
He had like, what was your GPA? It was insane. It's like 3.8 or something.
Might have been 3.5, something like that. I don't usually tell
people. I remember because I was like really excited about my GPA because to me, school is my career. I'm still in college. And so I'm like bragging it up because I always thought I'd suck because of the whole ADD thing. And it turns out I'm decent at it. So I'm bragging it up. He's like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, motherfucker.
This is the first
God
time.
Damn it.
This is the first time I've ever publicly talked about how I'm not horrible at school.
No, you're really fucking good at it. And the funny thing is, he half-assed it. Like, he didn't give a shit. I will say that speech class, best ever.
We had fun in speech. And let me tell you my history with school. Up to freshman year in high school, I tried. I worked
what?
At it. I worked at school. I studied. Then I hit freshman year in high school, and I saw them. That's really good. You're going to like that. And I saw that other people were not trying.
Is it carbonated?
No. It's just juice. It doesn't mean you should shake it. And I just stopped caring, and I still achieved A's and B's not trying.
That's cool. That's awesome. I wish I was
that. And that pissed you off.
Yeah. Well, it's because I was taking really, really hard advanced business classes.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, y'all, every time you bring up that, you have to say how hard he's jacking off his can.
No, I'm not. I'm shaking it up. What is wrong with you? God damn.
I have...
if this is carbonated and it explodes on me,
Oh, it's not carbonated. Okay. Okay, you're going to like that. Every time we talk about school, you have to bring up...
I have to belittle you a little bit.
You do, because I think you feel bad that our GPAs were in similar spots, and I just don't give a shit.
That's it. It's because I had to work so fucking hard. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because my classes were harder or because I felt like
you see,
harder.
He has to say that every time.
No, I'm saying I honestly don't know if my classes were harder than yours. I'm not saying yours were easy.
I
didn't take your classes. Here's the thing. Yours could be super fucking hard.
Some of my classes were super easy. Like one was acting. Way easy class.
Yeah.
But I had to take math class.
All you have to do is act like you give a shit.
Exactly.
And if you can convince the teacher that you do, you
the have. Whole secret of college is pretending to care.
You know, okay, I'm going to say this with all respect to professors and mm-hmm. all respect. I would say there's a lot of truth to that because it's not even pretending to care. If you show your professors that you respect their time.
Absolutely. But that's what life, a job is just showing you respect this.
How the fuck would you know?
I got a job.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I stand corrected.
But, like, tell me. Okay, fine. Here. Let me ask. Would you. You've had jobs.
I have.
Not very many.
Fuck you. Actually,
from what I can see, the idea of a job is just pretending that this person is in charge of you and everybody goes, all right, he's the boss. Like, how.
Okay, so I.
And then you have to.
I realized that this year,
every time you get home from work, you're like, that fucking God.
God damn it, monster.
But when you're to that guy's face, you're like, absolutely, sir. Well,
and that's kind of, I hear what you're saying. Let me tell you this. I have realized that this year marked the 20th year that I have been in some kind of management or leadership position.
Mm.
And I've spent, I told you I'm old, which actually just means that I've been working since I was like 17. But, okay. So here is everything you need to know about leadership in 5 seconds.
You know, my name means leadership.
That's okay. I got you beat. Here's my one-upping. Steven means king or ruler.
Holy shit.
I win!
You do win.
All hail. Oh, you put that shit away. I don't give a fuck whose studio this is. You put that shit away right now. I respect you so much, I'm not even going to tell your audience what you just did. You should be ashamed! No, you leave that out there. Here's nobody needs funny. To know.
No, nobody's going to know.
Nobody needs to
I'll
know.
I'll forget. I'm going to totally forget what I did.
You're like, what is that?
You're what are we talking later. About?
What did we do? Do you go back and listen to these? Here's the funny part about this. So I just said, here's the secret in 5 seconds or less leadership. So what's the next topic? No, the key to leadership.
What is your secret to leadership?
This is it right here.
Nobody's listening.
I don't care. We will. I'm going to go back and listen. Probably while I'm
moving. I'll have to go through and make sure there's not sound problems. Go ahead.
So the secret to leadership is very simple.
Yeah.
It is you have to believe in your people more than they believe in themselves. Because if you invest yourself in them to be successful, they'll make you successful.
Yeah.
And everybody succeeds together. You literally have to build that team mentality. And here's the real key. If it doesn't exist, you fake it till you make it. You have to. My ultimate secret is the elite mentality. Every team I've ever led, I've told you, I just want you to know, you are part of an elite team. The rest of the world doesn't know it yet, but they will. And I've been super successful. I'm not going to waste time telling all these stories, but let's just say that
faking it is the key.
Fake it till you make it.
I would, absolutely. Steve Martin, was it Steve Martin or Jerry? Anyway, he was with Jerry Seinfeld, like Comedian in the Cars Getting Coffee. And Steve...
When's that new season coming?
Netflix? July 5th, I think.
Good to know. Go ahead.
He was talking about in his early days because Steve's character was on this mountain of confidence. It was on this mountain of confidence, the wild and crazy guy character. And he said when he started, he decided to fake confidence. And Jerry said, which is no different than actual confidence. And there's something to that.
That's true.
If somebody thinks this guy knows what he's doing,
yep.
Even if you don't. Which is what you do in stand-up when you're first starting out. You do not belong.
Well,
on that
stage. I have one of the things that I've always said is that perception is reality,
mm-hmm.
and you have
there's something to
you
that.
You have to project success. Okay.
Yeah. If you say that to me all the time.
Yeah. If you feel and you believe that you're successful, You will be. Here's one of the motivational things I used to give when I was doing leadership stuff, training. Okay?
Give him his bottle.
You what of what? Oh, here's that energy drink. That'll help.
Did you like that, by the way?
It's not bad. I like it a lot.
Go ahead.
So here it is. You know what the first thing they teach you in NASCAR is?
I do not.
And I know most people say turn left. No.
I know a little what bit it is, about is racing,
it's,
but not that.
It's don't look at the wall. Why do you think that is?
Because if you look at it, you're thinking about it.
And you're going to hit it.
Right.
Right? So they say don't look at the wall. And then it's be circumspect, which means looking around you. The reason that that's important is because if you're not looking at the wall, you're not seeing failure as an option, you'll succeed, period. Mm-hmm. By being circumspect, you can see the obstacles that are around you, and you can actively work to avoid them, overcome them, and get first place. So that's my 2 seconds of leadership with Steve. This has been 2 seconds of leadership with Steve.
That was really deep, man.
I'm telling you, man. One of my favorite things in life is to teach.
I had to undo.
Okay, now you need to change the diaper. I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it. It's not even my baby. I don't know why it's here.
I don't even know whose it is.
It just showed up.
Marco.
His
This is Rubio. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Uh-huh. So I wanted to tell you, can I go over some of my things real quick?
Steve wrote down a couple things, and I know when we first talked about doing this podcast, he said you wanted to ask me some stuff, but maybe we'll do that another time.
We'll have to. Well, Matt and I want to tell actual ghost stories next time.
Okay.
So first off, I wanted to tell you,
He made note, he was making notes, and he's informed me he's stealing my pen, and that's fine.
It is, it's an awesome pen. It's going to be part of my art.
Cool.
Okay, so yep, I'm saving that too. So the I want to tell you a couple things. First off, last night my wife and my mother-in-law and I play Sorry.
That's a fun game.
We played it for 3 hours straight last night. It gets
loud.
Yeah, shit gets real after 3 hours of Sorry. Like you hear an old woman who is retired say words that you wouldn't hear from a sailor who did a vacation as a pirate's mouth. Okay,
that's hilarious.
It's bad. Like, I've been like, I'm going to knock your glasses off and your dentures out with a single swipe, and I'm not going to bat an eye.
She doesn't even wear dentures.
Yeah, exactly. She will. No.
That's hilarious.
No, it gets rough. So the other night, we were talking about how my wife is like, so how do you explain? She's like, what's up with you guys? I said, we just click. We get it. She was worried about us not having anything to talk about today. I was like, you don't understand.
We haven't even looked at the notes.
Like there have been, twice I've looked at these. But the funny thing is we go on bike rides and I think to myself, or even hikes, I think we should be recording this. Because some of the shit we come up with is gold and then we'll never remember it. And so they got a kick out of that. And then the other thing I was going to tell you is that you are.
Can I say something about that relationship thing?
Please do.
About us.
Oh, and I was okay with farting in front of you right away.
Right away. Because
I know.
It's adorable.
2 weeks ago, when you did a one with your girlfriend, which, why she got to go before me, I don't ever know. But anyway.
Why she got to go before me.
Right? So the question was, how long before it's okay to fart in front of your significant other?
Anyway, here's why I think you and I click. I think it's because when I am an only child, and I think as an only child, you're always looking for a connection with like a brother-like character. Because when you're, I love being an only child, absolutely, but you and I clicked in a comedic sense and
right away.
Very similar mentalities. We agree on a lot of things, and it's like a it's like a brother connection.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, I'm closer to you than I am to my blood brother, so, and I've said that before.
Yeah,
you have said that. Wait, you have a brother?
I didn't know you had a brother, honestly.
I have a brother and a sister.
I didn't
my
know
My sisters
that.
Disown me, as has my mother, but my brother and I are still...
That's depressing.
It is. Let's move on. So, no, I would agree with that, but I think, and I've told you this before, I think another part of it is that you are, even though your career is being silly and your career, you are way more mature than most of the 30-year-olds that I hang out with. And then he plays... You can stop that now. So, here's what I was going to
tell you. Thank you for
that. You need to feel very honored, okay? I've never done a podcast with you before.
We've never really done a project other than the movie.
We've done a couple of YouTube videos together because you wanted my kid.
That's right, I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote a sketch. There's a story. Your daughter says, I want to be in one of your videos.
So yeah, because for some reason she thought you were YouTube famous.
Did she really?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, at the time, I think you had like, I don't even want to insult you with a number, but it was a massive amount of followers.
It was like... Probably at the most 40.
Yeah. So
I think why she thought it was bigger than it was is because I did it every day.
And because they were well edited, they looked quasi professional compared to what she had seen. So anyway.
You and I have become really close in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And you know what it is?
We've known each other for 2.5, 3 years now.
We have. Yeah. And it's because we had that movie project together.
That was a big chunk of it.
And I wrote a movie for my internship project in college because I didn't want to get coffee for people who work at radio stations. And I just burped. And we both got super dedicated to it. And I think that's a key to a lot of relationships. If you can find a project.
Common ground. Yeah.
Or find something you both really care about.
Yep.
It bonds you, even in romantic relationships. If you can find a common ground, something that unites you,
yeah,
and you're working towards a similar goal.
I would say that's the case with any relationship.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would say that. Communication is why things fall apart so badly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And lack of communication.
That's why you and I had that one fight we were talking about, because it was just a miscommunication.
And I think I don't know, but I feel like I took it a lot more personally than you did.
I forgot about it until you brought it up that one time.
I was hurt because to me I dedicated so much of my time into sales, and then I finally get into marketing, and he posted this thing by Bill Hicks saying
something
marketers
about,
should just go fucking kill themselves.
Something
there's
like
no
that.
One more worthless than a marketer. And I was in a shitty dark place at the time, so I just fucking went off, and I was like, this is posted by some fucking loser no name who, or it's easy for this guy to say he's a bigwig who's made it big and he's rich
and then
as
I
shit
schooled
and then he schooled
you.
Me and was like, no, actually he was super underappreciated. It wasn't until he died until people realized his genius, which is sadly too often the case.
And then he tweeted
because
this.
a lot of comedians commit suicide, and I'm just like,
the reason I was so upset is that you tagged the family.
I thought it was actually his. I didn't know it was the family.
He died, and that's
they never said anything. So what it is.
Of course they didn't. And then they
because they're classy people, and I'm a douche. So okay, that's what's up with that. Now we are really getting low on time. I know usually the host says that, but I
have another interview at 11.
I'm
so
used to hanging out with you, and I knew you would take over. But I'm making sure the computer's on my side.
Well, that's a good idea. So,
is there anything else you want to say?
Okay, best friend. I wanted to throw this out at you.
Okay.
You and your wife, you and your one day wife.
Maybe.
I called it that you guys would be dating. I'm calling it that you guys are going to get married. She will definitely be your first wife. So,
he almost did a legit spit take. There it is.
Oh, that was good.
She will. She'll be your first wife. Hopefully, also your last, but your first.
Anything else you want to say?
This quick? Is the last thing.
All right.
Okay, so you told me to
come. How did you take this over? I've closed my notebook.
I noticed that. Like 20 minutes ago, he's like, well, fuck this. I tell you what. No, you know what? This we can save for another time.
No, do it. Now we're talking about it. I want
to
hear it.
I want to hear what you have to say, too. That looks cool.
Thank you.
So, ADD. So
nobody has no idea what it was.
I don't care. You won't either. Neither will I. I don't remember. So you told me to come up with stuff to talk about. I didn't actually
have a
list.
I said you could.
Okay, but I didn't have to. I didn't
That's
have
how
a
we do
until
things
I walked
here.
In, but I did come up with one thing: stupid news headlines. I'm going to give you five stupid news headlines.
Nude headlines.
Stupid nude headlines. I say that because the first one is. I know, right? So you get to choose one of these stories and tell it without reading the story, the actual story. You have to give me the story that led to this headline.
I have to make it up?
You have to make
That's
it up.
That's a fun game.
You're welcome. You can
that is
it for another
a
segment
new
if you'd
game.
Like. It's good. And there's actually a website. It's called Newser, NEWSER.com. And it's all stupid fucking news. Okay?
I have to make up this. That dude, that's a
it's
great.
Under their, they have a dumb criminals section. That's where this is.
All right. Okay? So I have to make this story up.
Make up the story.
We're going to do this again. I'm going to do this again.
All right. So this is what we got going on. I'm going to actually, to save time, I'm going to pick four headlines.
Let me tell you something real quick. This is really funny thinking.
Thank you.
And if for a non-comedian, you make me laugh harder than a lot of people.
You've told me that before.
You're very funny.
I feel like when I'm with you, I feel like I'm in the club.
You've said that before.
It's fine.
And I'm not even in the club.
You're friends with Bob Zaney.
So,
which Bob, if you're listening, Carl's a good guy. You've done well.
There's no way.
Thanks,
he's
Dad.
Okay, so
quick story about that. I drove Zaney to a gig a while ago, and this one guy came up to me after the show. It must be nice to work with your dad. I said, yeah. Mom doesn't like it when we're gone all the time. It's totally funny. I
feel like Zaney's pretty cool too. No.
And I said, hey, Dad.
That's
Dad.
Funny.
And he just ignored me. Okay, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, so here's the first. Now,
I love this game.
The kicker about this game, though, is some of them, the story literally writes itself.
So
you have to figure out the situation.
So here's the segment theme.
Ooh. Dumb criminals.
Fake news. Change news.
Fake news.
Change news. Something like that. All
right. The real story. The real fake news.
The real story. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So I have to make up. We are at an hour 10.
I know. So I'm going to give you the headline. And you have to make up the story. I'm giving you three to choose from. I started with five and I'm down to three because I'm watching the time.
I think you should just pick one and just make. I shouldn't get to choose it. You should have to pick one.
Oh, but there's so many good ones. That's why I wanted. Okay. I'll pick two. I'll choose two. Okay. The first one is woman busts naked intruder in tub munching her Cheetos.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Well, what happened was this woman had been at work all day,
mm-hmm.
and she comes home and her front door was unlocked.
Okay.
And she has to go to the bathroom because, you know, she works, what was the name of the place? She worked at a
Cheetos factory?
No, it was a refried beans factory.
Oh.
So she had to, you know.
Mexican.
It's about
segue.
To get gross. It's about to get gross.
Okay.
And the shower curtain was drawn, and that's never, never drawn. She only closes it when she's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So she sits on the toilet and she hears.
Okay.
What the hell? So she. And there's just this guy just sitting there chewing on Cheetos. And you know who it was?
Who?
Pee Wee Herman.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-bum.
But the reason he was taking the Cheetos.
His name is Paul Rubens, by the way.
I couldn't think of his real name.
You're welcome.
He was taking these Cheetos because he'd never had Cheetos before. Why he was in her house, he never said.
He realized his fingers were covered in cheese. He'd never. Took a bath.
Yeah. He just woke up in her house. So that's what happened. Now let me pick one for you.
Okay. I'll let you just scroll down.
All right. Let me pick one for you.
Some of these are pretty grand.
This is a great one.
Yep.
Why you don't bring cocaine to your court hearing. Well, what happened that?
That's easy.
I didn't hear that one.
So, you know, our justice system is what it is, right?
Right.
You can't say positive, whatever it is, what it is. It's crazy. When you get busted on a auto theft charge.
Is this just research you did?
Just
or is
because,
this,
what?
Is this just some research you've done?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't feel like that's important to the story.
All right.
When you get busted on a Grand Theft Auto charge and you spend some time in jail waiting your trial and then you go to the trial, just because you got busted for that, say you didn't sleep well the night before, right? You go to the trial and you're like, I don't do coffee. Coffee's so bad for you. And you bust out a rail of Coke on the table there. Just because you're there for Grand Theft Auto doesn't necessarily mean that they're cool with you doing lines of blow. Okay. Now, to be fair, if your lawyer brings it, it's totally still not okay. So that is mainly why you shouldn't bring cocaine to your court hearing, because the judge will say you didn't bring enough to share, motherfucker. out. And
so
then
it's okay. If
you're found
enough,
in contempt.
Yeah, you got to bring enough.
You got to
bring
everyone. Like 3-4 pounds. You know, enough
you
for
share.
Everybody in the room.
Because and then it's just on.
Then the trial
it's just quiet.
Is so much more fun,
and it's just quiet. And then,
it's either quiet or people are bouncing off the walls. It's,
I mean, it's
no
nobody.
Medium.
Nobody needs to know about it,
right?
But
well,
he wasn't
passing
really,
around. Before.
That makes
yeah.
sense.
So when you're not willing to, the moral of the story, kids, is don't steal cars first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, if you're gonna do blow,
if you're
gonna steal a car, make sure you bring enough blow for everybody.
Absolutely,
that's it. So sharing is caring, and caring is.
I want to say this idea for a segment is great, and I'm going to use
it. Steal it. I look forward to it every day
because that's hilarious.
Thank you. Yep, but you have to pick. I would say, to be fair to your guests, you have to pick two headlines and make them pick one.
We'll see.
Okay.
That's
it, man. That's
I want to thank you for doing this. And,
it's been fun.
We'll have you back sometime.
What I've learned with you is that if I promise that I'm going to do something, if I say, yeah, that sounds fun, I'm doing it. So
absolutely.
I'm pretty sure in a few weeks.
You know me, I'm a man of my word. I do things.
You do things.
I do things that I
you
say.
You get shit done, son.
Do you want to plug your Twitters one more time before we hit the exit music? And I plug all my Twitters.
I have one Twitter. It is for the Soapbox. It's just at the Soapbox Vlog, I believe. VLOG. The YouTube channel is tinyurl.com/thesoapbox, I believe. And the YouTube for ADD Magician is tinyurl.com/ADD Magician. So check me out. Thanks for
yeah, check out Steve. Thanks so much for helping me out. All the music and sound effects from this podcast are provided by the YouTube free to use audio library. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Carl Genetto. Make sure you check out my website, carlgenetto.tumblr.com, and also follow the podcast Twitter. That's the best place to tweet suggestions and ideas at Broken Zipper Pod. And you can listen to this podcast on SoundCloud and at tinyurl.com/Broken Zipper. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. I just farted.